From Los Angeles, this is Sundown Lounge.
Show number 209. It's Friday, April 16th, 2010.
Yo, D-Walker. Let's get high on this trick. Big Nick, pass that fucking blunt. This one goes out to all the band City Chronics, Young Prophecy Enterprises. Deja, do you know the feeling? You wanna jump on a track, but you think you can't do it till you had a six pack, till you rolled one up. Rolled your blunt, smoked your fucking brains out, getting shit face drunk. Now back in the booth, rapping so smooth, unaware of the help from the weed and the booze. Cause we suffer all day, living the blues. Yeah, we smoke to get high, to let loose on the chews. My life forms its problems, taking over. Recalling drama over and over again. I tried to make it better, be the best man I can. With a spliff in one hand, and in one hand a can. Got dreams of getting bigger, more vivid on liquor. See the world become clear when I'm hitting the pit. I was born to shoot big and make use of my gift. All the problems aside, reefer and beer.
Till we can't even steer, memory fades. Man, I'm trying to clean my slate. Ayo, I'm trying to make good. Trying to live my life the way I should. Don't need the baggage of any wife or any hood rat. Trying to tie my hands behind my back. I wanna make some fat stacks from every rap, and that's a fact. Keep my sanity intact. Try to take a break, but I just relapse. I'm not blind to the traps. A young man with his hat turned back. Fuck the club scene, we just smoke a fat sack. Kick it in the backyard. It's Friday, sun. Make sure the liquor's hard. To ease the day's aches, pains, and scars. I keep ripping them bars so high, I'm on the stars.
Vier wirkt, ich saufe und kiffe jeden Tag mit dem Bier in der Hand, wenn du aufstehst. Autoscheiben ist nur ein Place, der Joint da. Bis ich alle Siegbullen sind aber da. Können Alki oder Quanik sagen, mir egal. Probleme, die ich habe, sind immer noch mental. Rhymes, die ich drüber schreibe, immer noch genial. Rauchen Blunts, Long Papers oder Zigzags. Paar Gramm sind nicht genug, ich brauche ein Big Bag. Denn der BC-Kurs so easy wie meine Nagik. Bin der OG und ich rede aus Erfahrung. Es ist wie die Flucht von mir selber auf dem Weg zum Liquor-Store.
Okay, that little tune was Reefer and Beer by Deja, a cat who works hard to pay the rent when he's not working with street-entrenched youth in Van City, aka Vancouver, British Columbia, and the focus of this week's episode. All the music this week comes, with one exception, from Reverb Nation. Hey, welcome to Sundown Lounge. This is a laid-back and often explicit, you bet your ass, weekly podzine of extremely eclectic music, spoken word, weird science, progressive politics, interesting audio goodies, and occasional etc. My website is dublarrywinfield.com.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Poetry Podcasting
at poetrypodcasting.org.
You can also find my show on Red House Art Radio at redhouseartradio.org. Okay, geek notes this week in Chicago Poetry News. I got the update on CJ Leidy's latest edition of Cram, Volume 8, which has 32 poets selected and will be given out free to the public at the Poetry Fest at Harold Washington Library on April 24th. I have the link to the list of poets included. Looks like a real nice roster, too. And the latest on the podcast novel. Last weekend, I recorded and produced the final three audio episodes and uploaded them to Mevio. And after a few days, the stats showed that my long-suffering readers are beginning to snap them up, which is very gratifying. Next thing for me to do is to go over the podcast episodes, tighten up some of the biggest changes I need to make, and submit this whole thing to Podiobooks. But it'll be a little while before I do that. I've already hit up Evoterra and told him it's coming, and it'll be a little while, and he said, take your time, do it right, and all that good stuff. So I'm glad they're still interested. And meanwhile, I'm going to be counting down the total hits on the original raw book, looking and waiting for that magical 50,000 threshold. Yeah. Okay, Geek Notes details are on the Map Room page. If you got promos, pluggers, gig info, an art opening, etc., send me an email. The address is sundownlounge@larrywinfield.com. Okay. The open mic stage, my extremely eclectic Van City mix of Podsafe music, continues with Riverbed by The Thick of It, an acoustic piece by Flybanger frontman Garth, followed by Suitcase, a soulful alt-country song by El Dorado, fronted by Tennessee-born, Canadian-raised Angela Fama. Nice voice. Last tune is Adios Barcelona by Silken, an alternative folk duo made up of Michelle on vocals and classical guitar and Ken on violin and backup vocals. Now, this Emmy and LA Music Awards nominated and Leo Award winning group has been around. Michelle has performed in diverse folk venues throughout North America, and Ken has been a sound designer for TV series like The Outer Limits, Stargate, Highlander, and The 4400.
Will she walk on? She does. Will she turn and smile or fly away?
up your things and go. Don't leave your baggage at my door. Keep it light is what they say, 'cause problems come as they may. Leave it behind as you run away. Suitcase of life. Try to keep it light.
Christopher Columbus. Saw you touch the stone and kiss his feet. We ran with the bulls in the ladle, ripped off all our clothes in the streets. We made love under the Spanish sky in the dust, and then we fell asleep. Adios, Barcelona, adios. Adios, Barcelona, adios. adios, Barcelona, adios, adios, Barcelona, adios. What is it about this city that drives you mad? Could it be the fashions of a thousand years? The smoke from my fortuna curls above the rooftops as streams of flamenco fill my head. We ride with the bulls in the ladle, ripped off all our clothes in the streets. We made love under the Spanish skies in the dust, and then we fell asleep. Adios, Barcelona, adios, 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 adios, Barcelona.
Okay, second set begins with Speed of Light by Jenny Galt, who, if you're familiar with the name, she was one of 15 finalists from the 2006 reality series Rockstar Supernova, which led to a touring gig as guitarist keyboardist for Perry Farrell's new band Satellite Party. Next tune is a cool beach gaze instrumental called 100% Pure Rock Fibers, performed live at CBC by Precious Fathers, a band made of members of Destroyer and linked to other projects such as Lossel, Sparrow, The Battles, Mohawk Lodge, and more. Cool.
Try, but you don't know when to draw the line. Those looks you're giving me, getting me every time. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. I'm not supposed to be thinking about you. I can't stay, I have to get away. Temptation's leading me the wrong way. Crime.
about you. I can't stay, I have to get away. Temptations lead me the wrong way. It's not right to think of you at night. I gotta get away at the speed of light. I can't stay, I have to get away. Temptations lead me the wrong way. It's not right to think of you at night. I gotta get away at the speed of light. I'm running at the speed of light. Oh, I'm running at the speed of light. Oh, running, running, running. Yeah. I'm running at the speed of light.
Hi, this is Arnar from Mammut. And you're listening to the Sundown Lounge podcast. Yeah.
Thank you.
Alright, last set begins with the only tune I found at GarageBand, Breathe Again by Fear Zero from their new album, Whole Damn Nation. Band leader Ed Sadler says the name refers to being anti-fear and don't be afraid of taking chances. Yeah. Now, the next song, The Push, a hip-hop piece by Wilderness Crew, is what led to this week's theme. A few weeks ago, out at the beach house, as I was furiously working on the book, a cat from Vancouver came by with his guitar and played a little of the song. Well, it stayed with me. And this week, as I was coming down off the high of getting the book done and released to the world, I decided to do a Van City show. Okay, we close out the stage with Passport by Hidden Fortress, the hardcore duo of No Future Face and DJ Used Needles, fusing classic hip-hop with dark electronics to bring a unique sound to the Canadian rap scene. Check out the video in S-Lounge TV number 15, and you'll see what I mean. Oh, and by the way, I don't remember exactly the name of the cat who came by with the guitar, so I don't want to misname him or anything. But hey, you know who you are, and maybe I'll see him back out there in, at the beach house next weekend.
When you were a kid, you faked it, smiling. push with us, cause we don't care if you don't care. So come and push with us, oh yeah, cause we don't care. So come and push with us.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. You know, if life gives you a push, then you gotta give life a push back.
Yo, when I sing about the push, I ain't talking about the dope people moving. I'm singing about the hoses that are draining my tank. Y'all wanna hold me back? You trying to suck me dry? That's when I push, moving as I wave goodbye. See, I got miles of motivation, files that I'm known for lacing. My winners down in Bali been holding a fly vacation. Dude, I'm on stage soloing, my flow controlling. I'm proud that across the ocean, my crowd still feel the motion.
Give me blue sky shoes, I lose them as I cruise by. Delivering rhythm, I'm driven to give at the moment. It feel like the reason I'm living it, yeah. Cause we don't care if you don't care. So come and push with us, oh yeah. Cause we don't care if you don't care. So come and push with us, cause we don't care if you don't care. So come and push with us, oh yeah.
And if I'm too cliche for y'all, then I guess you'll throw my CD out the window. First I check and see which way the wind blow. Cause if I come back, you gon' have to listen. You gon' have to listen. And you gon' have to listen to me. And then we can move together from reality. Oh, listen to me. And then we together hear what we cannot see. Oh no.
If I could speak to my people just one more time, light a spliff with my people just one more rhyme. It's a trip how my people hold the only thing I find. Could open up my eyes to another frame of mind. We kiss them and we knock them, we hug them like it's nothing. We lost touch from talking, now we lose them all too often. But didn't get a chance to say goodbye. So if you feel me, put your fist up in the sky and come and push with us.
Cause we don't care if you don't care. So come and push with us. Oh yeah. Cause we don't care if you don't care.
Yeah. The push is motivation, the push is inspiration, the push is hugs and lots of love when it's tough times we face it. See, in the small town I come from, we stick together like the feathers of a bird, and it don't matter what the weather's like. Rain on my head, I could be soaked to the bone, but I'll get picked up, dried off, and brought back home. So some warm food, hot drink, love that's medicinal. So very blessed to have this love unconditional. There's always empty arms to fall into, and if you need a helping hand, yo, we'll be calling you. It's like the day my baby brother awoke to smoke and flames, probably choking and hoping that this wasn't his day. He's thinking heaven's probably nice, but I can't say goodbye tonight. So he said fuck it, he pushed and he saved his own life. That's the push.
So come and push with us, oh yeah. Cause we don't care if you don't care. So come and push with us.
Running this hellbent. What the fuck do you care if they're killing the past tense? We write in history for people like you and me. More lies upon lies, it's true, the casualty. In an insane world where cash rules us all, I'm a party side gangster, hoodie, please stand tall. I'm a blast with no regard for putting it down. You on the wrong side of laws, we dropping your shit clown. They like this every day with similar gunplay. Molotov cocktails, we lighting the pathways. Political drug deals be fun in the background. Just a voice on a wire, manipulate the sound. Like the old Wild West, we dumping your fool's chest.
with a full barrel of rounds like high noon. At best, these lies is old snakes with plans and policies. They'll be killing all of you while they're killing all of me. It's whispers in rooms disguised as enemies. Dissidents, activists, they locking up for free. A gun in my waistband, we looking for checkpoints. Guys are stripped in my hood, they taking my passport. Female camp time, so kisses and goodbyes are replaced by your screams as family members hide. It'll never subside as pieces of you fly, shredded by stormtroopers as baby boomers cry. Like 9/11 lies and the Middle East combined with the war on terrorist genocide disguised. It's the best and the worst of everything achieved by the power and the money, the wrath, the royalty. It's all under control from storms to death tolls. Katrina and black water, my veins runs ice cold. Bohemian watchmen that peer with dark grins. We back with Black Panthers, return of Hamptons. This is Black Op times where mercenaries shine. Where returning gunfire is simply pastimes. If it ain't in your hood, just wait and you'll see that the plan that they working involves all of we.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
And
powered by Libsyn.
The Map Room, my hangout for weird science and alternative tech, has items this week from Impact Lab and EcoFriend. Item 1. Magnets shown to manipulate morality. Yeah, using a powerful magnetic field, scientists from MIT, Harvard, and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center are able to scramble the moral center of the brain, making it more difficult for people to separate innocent intentions from harmful outcomes. The research could have big implications for not only neuroscientists, but also for judges and juries. It's one thing to know that we'll find morality in the brain, said Leanne Young, a scientist at MIT and co-author of the article. It's another to knock out that brain area and change people's moral judgments. For their experiment, the scientists had 20 subjects read several dozen different stories about people with good or bad intentions that resulted in a variety of outcomes. One typical story was about a boyfriend who leads his girlfriend across a bridge. In some versions, the boyfriend harmlessly walked his girlfriend across, with no ill effect. In other cases, the boyfriend intentionally led the girlfriend along so she would break her ankle. The subjects used a 7-point scale, one being forbidden and 7 completely permissible, to record whether they thought the situation was morally acceptable or not. While the subjects read the story, the scientists applied a magnetic field using a method known as transcranial magnetic stimulation. The magnetic fields created confusion in the neurons that make up the RTPJ, the right temporal parietal junction, which other studies had previously related to moral judgments, causing them to fire off electrical pulses chaotically. The confusion in the brain made it harder for subjects to interpret the boyfriend's intent, said Young, and instead made the subjects focus solely on the situation's outcome. Now, the effect was temporary and safe, but come on, that's creepy. Item 2. The future of the college classroom. Now, picture the experience in most of today's college classrooms. A vast amphitheater where a weazened professor drones through a long lecture about what he knows. 3 weeks later, students remember only a tenth of what they learned. Bored students and executives hungry for talented young leaders know this is not the way to produce the next generation of innovators. In 2020, we will see an end to the classroom as we know it. The lone professor will be replaced by a team of coaches from vastly different fields. Tidy lectures will be supplanted by messy real-world challenges. And instead of parking themselves in a lecture hall for hours, students will work in collaborative spaces where future doctors, lawyers, business leaders, engineers, journalists, and artists learn to integrate their different approaches to problem solving and innovate together. In schools around the world, this transformation is already underway. At the National Institute of Design in India, students learn to understand customer needs by working closely with companies like Hewlett-Packard and Autodesk. In Toronto, students at the Rotman School of Management take classes at DesignWorks, an experimental workspace where students work on projects like reinventing the retail banking experience. Very interesting. Item 3. Pro-digits. Individual prosthetic fingers can replace any or all fingers on a hand. Okay, Eric Jones sat in a middle seat on a recent flight from the New York area to Florida, but he wasn't complaining. Instead, he was quietly enjoying actions that many other people might take for granted, like taking a cup of coffee from the flight attendant or changing the channel on his video monitor. These simple movements were lost to Mr. Jones when the fingers and thumb on his right hand were amputated 3 years ago. But now he has a prosthetic replacement, a set of motorized digits that can clasp cans, flimsy plastic water bottles, or even thin slips of paper. Pouring a can of soda into a cup, that is a mundane daily action for most people, but to me it is a very big deal, said Mr. Jones, who lives with his family in Mamaroneck, New York. I slip my bionic fingers on like a glove, and then I have 5 movable fingers to grasp things. It's wonderful to have regained these functions. Mr. Jones's prosthesis, called ProDigits, is made by Touch Bionics in Livingston, Scotland. The device can replace any or all fingers on a hand. Each replacement digit has a tiny motor and gearbox mounted at the base. Movement is controlled by a computer chip in the prosthesis. The technology used by Touch Bionics is based on prostheses that the National Health Service in Scotland developed for children there who suffered the effects of the drug thalidomide. The company, founded in 2003 as a spin-off from the health service, adapted the technology from custom prostheses into ones that could be produced commercially. It had funding from investors, including Archangel Informal Investment and the Scottish Co-Investment Fund. Nice. And item 4. Togolese student builds working robot from old TVs. Yeah, Sam Toto, a young student from Togo, Africa, has created a fully working robot made entirely from old TV parts and other used electronics. Dubbed Sam 10, the fully automatic robot will be able to greet people and also avoid objects in front of it. You really ought to check out the video and hear from Mr. Toto himself. It's very inspiring. Hey, please visit the Map Room for the complete articles with links, the Geek Notes bits, the archives from previous shows, and the cool maps I found on the Map Room page. Okay. Venue Verite is my segment for interesting audio goodies and occasional etc. This week we have another hip-hop piece. This is the most hip-hop I've ever played in a single show. It's Labor Brings Change by Blank Space, an independent artist from Victoria who has been working his craft since 2000, has been touring as part of the Outspoken Wordsmiths and the Soapbox Poets since 2006, and is known across Canada as a talented beatboxer, lyricist, and spoken word artist.
When you catch me mocking your job, cause I believe that in a business sense, job security is an oxymoron. I learned some things in life, like what is wrong and right for me, and what I need and what I deserve for free, like healthy food to eat or a safe place to sleep. I wouldn't know shit if I didn't know how to read, but that's just how it is with kids and privilege. It's about more than what you say, it is how you live it, and things are staying the same when we gotta address our ignorance, especially if we ever wanna make some sort of difference. Labor brings change, and so I gotta stick with it. Thus I train to be experienced and committed, cause even in the face of adversity and grief stricken, I know that labor brings change, and thus I gotta stick with it. Prepare for the worst, and what the test is how you prepare for the best. Make your decisions, learn when to stand up and when to listen. DIY or die, cause if you don't try and keep bitching, then it's the point that we're missing. Labor brings change, and so I gotta stick with it until the oppressors are all killed or forgiven. Dissident, and I love calling out the people who keep saying they're indifferent. Because in a class war, if you don't have an opinion, then you're either an informant or you've chosen to stay ignorant. Labor brings change, and that is why I stick with it. Because it's so obvious that we are not all born innately privileged. So the longer that I live, the more I hate the system, and I simply just don't want to live in it. And so I look to the future, I learn my skills now, redefine what I value because I'm the monetarily endowed. Build myself community and teach myself willpower, because labor brings change, I know it hour by hour. So start getting in the sun, writing a little list and getting it done, because this is how experience is won. The memorable moments in life, they come from action, so don't downplay your contribution, that is how it happens. Labor brings change, so quit the flapping, because once we redefine work, we can live out our passion. Class war is a struggle of its own. Having known you got the choice to stay and drown or leave it blown. But you can't do this at the roll of a dice, the flick of a switch, the wrong switch, and you could lose your life. I prepare to survive by reading indie media, so I'm not getting confused with what the mainstream implies. So people are contrived, yeah, they gain from making us cry, and they're selling us medicine and telling us sins are when you will die. Food is medicine, and so I've come to hold it high. Higher than a box in the closet or a job, hip hop, and I don't even need to explain.
This week's music bed comes from a most mysterious experimental ambient artist with the handle Tweed Villa. You heard 30 Frames and Furry Creek. Check him out at Reverb Nation. And hey, if you dig the show, you can subscribe on iTunes and Juice, among other places. Check out my personal podcast, The Patio, which I will update soon. My podcast novel, Banjo Strings, the complete audio version at iTunes and Mevio, and the complete pre-manuscript written chapters at Author Nation. I also have book pages at autonomyandyouwriteon.com, and catch videos of featured bands from the Sundown Lounge playlist at S-Lounge TV, on Mevio, and my YouTube channel, Soapbox Cinema. Hey, I'm Larry, and this is Sundown Lounge from Los Angeles.